Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell for Good, the international
call,
Mrs.
Tasha Shirley. Interface complete.
Shit, I enter the show and that's how shit pops off. Well, guess what, people? Y'all already know I left motherfucking my little retarded homeboy. Yeah, I'm saying, yeah. You know, I left him on the plane and shit. He got into the motherfucking little bit of this here.
Let's shake him up together.
Shake him up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and
Thunderbird
and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
That's a shake 'em up. Wow, totally together. Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
Now you get some.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up. Oh, yeah, it's going down like that. Shouts out to my little affirmative action at work. That's Timmy right there. You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing. And I'd like to welcome everybody to the show. This is the Starship Smelly Prize. You know what I'm saying? The only show on Blog Talk Radio that's actually filmed from motherfucking outer space. And, yeah, and I do mean filming because I got the video pointing down at the planet Earth looking at you little small motherfuckers, wondering when the hell y'all coming up here and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the air is sweet up here. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, man. I'd like to welcome everybody. Doing a little something different for the show today. I normally do the nutty news of the day at the top of the hour. And, we're going to make the news goddamn interactive with what we got going on. Because you know what today is? Friday the 13th. And where my Jason music at? Hold on. I thought I had some Jason music. I guess that'll work. I got my other homeboy chilling right here.
Yay!
That's real. All my, that's goofy bone retarded homeboy. He left on the ship and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's all good. He cool. Hey. Looking at me, homie. The hell kind of shit is that? Anyways, you know what I'm saying? You know, he be looking at me. I had to tell him. You know.
If this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
That's straight up. You know what I'm saying? All right, people. Y'all already know what time it is. If you'd like to be on board the Starship Smelly Prize, you can call in. It's 347-237-5125. And you do have to press 1 in order to be beamed up. You know what I'm saying? If not, that means you just sitting by chilling, listening to the shizzo. And that's good, you know. Appreciate that. And shouts out to everybody who coming on the blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. You know what I'm saying? You can chill on the bridge. Smoke one, toke one. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. Cause today is Freaky Friday, headlines and mo, and we is coming through. Shouts out to MC Light, hollering at your boy one time. You know what I'm saying? Let's do this, y'all.
Yo, check it out. This is MC Light, and right now you're checking out DJ Smell So Good. Please believe it, it's the core DJs happening all day, every day. 2009, time to shine. You know how it goes. Yak Radio broadcast. YAC, it's MC Light in the building. Brooklyn, raise your hands, holla at your girl, Roughnecks forever.
Yeah, y'all already know about that shit, man. Repping my shit. Check this out. Got another news coming up. 313, I see you right there. I'm going to get into this one song. Let y'all know who the guy be. This is DJ Smell So Good, and the place to be representing WDGE. That's WDGE for Record and Game Entertainment, or We deliver great entertainment, however you want to call it, but you can't tame it. Shouts out to my homie DJ Party Time. Check him out on the Party Zone 3929. It's going down like that. And this is Deuce, because I'm from the city, nigga. Freaky Friday, bitches.
One time for my dogs in the fucking pen. Two times for my cousins, they got life big. I bring it raw, nigga. This how I represent. I do it for my dogs. This how I represent. See, I'm an ex-con, Dickie Wayne drug dealer. No, I don't sell dope, but I will kill you. No, I won't kill you, but you gotta feel me. The way I bring it, these soft niggas be catching feelings. You fell off because your rhymes is made it PG. You couldn't handle the line like in the city street. You bought them hoes, so the bottom where you should be.
You just a rap nigga, the bottom where you should be.
I'ma make this little pussy nigga kill me. Y'all fuck with you, all rock with you. Get the picture, nigga, wouldn't even smoke a blunt with you. Fuck a punchline, I'd rather tote the glot and grind. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to
get on.
This for them pill poppers, dust head, weed smokers. Tell me why this college boy think it's damn a joke. Oh, you in love with Becky? Oh, you a trip for Becky? I said my homegirl let you make him get it next. Oh, my mama, I hope you buck, nigga. I wanna wet. And take that little cheese straight to the strip club. And for that cheap chain, I'll probably get my dicks up. And show them hoes how the real niggas show love. Where I'm from? Lame nigga from the damn street. Ain't got problems like the big homie Tom G. Ain't got a revolver, one of you pussy niggas fuck with me. Yeah, I got a revolver, one of you pussy niggas fuck with me. When I was locked up, see, this was all a damn dream. Doing shows, counting dope was all a damn dream. I'ma go out like a soldier, nigga, PNC. I'ma go out like a soldier, nigga, PNC. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. See my homegirl Tasha, she just called a beat. No need to worry, I'ma look out for them damn kids. I do it for my dogs, this how I represent. See why y'all niggas out there doing all this drip rapping? I know hoes that'll clap, clap, clap. Put something hot through that sweaty ass skull cap. I know I talk shit, but I got love for y'all. Long as you keep it gangsta, Charlie, you my fucking dog. I give a fuck about the shaking ass in the club. See, I respect the hustle. A hustle is a hustle. So when you see me in the street, mommy, say what's up. I ain't like these lame niggas, they just wanna fuck. I know you doing what you do, shorter to make a buck. Rent dude, you gotta get it, get it. I know you cross a lot of lame niggas out here slipping. Fuck with your boy, you know now nah, Deuce with it. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. Yeah.
Deuce. Nigga. My motherfucking nigga right there, Deuce, man. Y'all can check Deuce performing live Tuesday nights at TampaRap.com. You know what I'm saying? That's at the Coco's Lounge, located off of Hillsborough 40th Street right here in Tampa Bay, Florida, man. We holding it down for the open mic night. You know what I'm saying? And we got that Karaoke going down with my dog DJ Smooth. You know what I'm saying? And we do it real big, man. Let me give y'all some of these headlines, because I know y'all don't know nothing about this here. And all the news that I read, man, is provided to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. Don't believe none of the fuck what I tell you. Go and read it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. And I got to get this real quick because, you know, some of the content that you about to hear up on this show, is uncut, raw, and all that shit. And this is my...
Following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Straight up. So please, all you smart motherfuckers, y'all can, you know, yeah, find another show. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nothing but ignorant shit up in this bitch here. And I come a little pissed off sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubble gum.
That's real. So don't fuck with me. All right, y'all, let me read this one to you. We're going to Oldbury, England, y'all. Yeah, Oldbury, you know what I'm saying? I'm in 813, but we're in England right now. Because an Oldbury, England woman says she'll fight a $125 littering fine handed to her for feeding ducks and geese in a park with her toddler son. Damn. Vanessa Kelly, 26, and her son, Harry, were feeding bread to the birds on Smethwick Hall Park when a town warden approached. And she says, I couldn't believe my eyes when she then pulled out a little computer and started to issue a ticket. Kelly said, yeah, Harry was still throwing the bread, though, and the warden told me he could carry on as he was too young to prosecute. Damn! That's some crazy shit there, y'all. Now, yeah. All right. Anyways, people, that's what happened in England. You know what I'm saying? Crazy shit goes on. We read news from all around the world. So if it sounds crazy, it probably is. All right. Take this one more to New Zealand. We'll get back into some music. Shouts out to Lil Lola. You know what I'm saying? One of our BTR hosts right here. Holding it down real big. Well, yeah, a flasher causes the bus to hit the police station. But shouts out that motherfucker flasher for doing something right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The alleged flasher being blamed for a bus crash in Hamilton is just 14 years old. Police say the teenager exposed himself to a fellow bus passenger, causing the terrified woman to scream, "It's so small!" Oh, I'm sorry. She ain't really say that, people. My bad. But yeah, the driver immediately drove to a nearby police station on River Road with the woman still screaming. And then the driver stopped and opened the door, but unfortunately forgot to put the bus into neutral. Yeah. So what the fuck? That ain't his goddamn fault. That was an ignorant-ass driver. Should have been paying attention. Stay off the bud, driver. And for that woman, and at 14, you should have stuck it in her mouth. You know what I'm saying? Told her to shut the fuck up. I'm sorry, people. I guess I shouldn't even say that. That stupid shit right there, man. You already know what that's like. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Man, I'm serious, y'all. And if y'all, you know what I'm saying, y'all don't know what I be saying on these shows, man. Y'all just have to listen back to the archives from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? I've been nutballed since the beginning. And, yeah, pretty much going, stay that way. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into something like this here, y'all. This is, let me see where I want to take this to. I play music from all the way around the world. Where y'all want to go? Where in the world y'all want to go? Huh? All right, then. Fuck it. Nobody don't want to talk to me. I guess I have to take to where I want you to go. We're going to get into some international. This is, here's some brothers that I actually had the pleasure of talking to, you know what I'm saying, via Miss Tasha Triple X, who had the interview for these brothers right here. This is Juton, you know what I'm saying? They hold it down real big for the R&B. Yes, I play everything, y'all. Hip-hop, R&B, old school, gospel, blues, jazz. As long as it's indie, you'll hear that. You know what I'm saying? That's real. So y'all check this here out. This is Juton. Y'all can hit them up, Google. I don't give nobody my spaces and all that old fuck shit. Because if that's all you got, your ass is, yeah, in the dirt. You need to step your game up. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Coming back after this, we got some old motherfucking hits, and we're going to make a couple of prank calls to my dog Mo over in Springfield. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Juton in the building. This is Get At Me. Shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple X. She's in Toronto, Canada, y'all. And she came through to hold it down for the Las Vegas BTR host reunion 2009. Check the DVD out. Coming soon.
Why you feel that way?
kid. If this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
That's real, y'all. We're coming back live right here on the Starship Smelly Pride. You know what I'm saying? You riding out with your boy, DJ Smell So Good. I got some new music. I got a little bit of everything, man. Let one of my homeboys, you know what I'm saying, tell y'all how I do right here on the show. You want to send a drop to your boy, send it to SmellyBTR at live.com, you know what I'm saying, and you will be heard something just like this here, you know what I'm saying. This is We Lit, well-educated and literate, you know what I'm saying, non-profit organization. Two young females doing their thing real big around here in the 813. Definitely for your boy DJ Smell So Good. And much love and appreciation, you know what I'm saying? That's right.
What to do, this cute phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4, always keeping it lit. That's well-educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
That's real. Got to love that fried fish. And, yeah, we'll be having a community day coming up November 28th. Y'all happen to be in Tampa, Florida, want to hang out and, you know, have a good day in the community and shit. That's what we're going to be doing. Sponsored by Trey Styles Entertainment. That's November 28th at the Monas Fashions off of 34th and Hillsborough. It's really in between 34th, Hillsborough and Osborne. You can't miss it because your boy DJ Smells So Good. We'll be the DJ for the day. And we'll be smashing that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Banging it. Bang, bang, bang. It's gonna be the biggest party on Trey 4 for at least that little bit of time, you know. And everybody will be stopping by and talking about
it. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. And yeah. So people, we do our own stunts here, you know what I'm saying? Everything is uncut, uncensored, unscripted, you know what I'm saying? Whatever I come out my mouth with, hey, you never know. You never know. But we do have sponsors here, people. We do have sponsors. So I want to give a shout out to the Crazy Cock. You know what I'm saying? Real quick.
What is a gentleman? He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect.
Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the Crazy Cock. Oh, tonight and every night, your luck is in town at the Crazy Cock, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake frig herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo-wee! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
Well, a lady likes to be treated.
Only at the Crazy Cock. It's your duty as a gentleman.
Yeah, the Crazy Cock Strip Clubs. You can find them two locations, one on the west and one on the east, at 1290 6th Street, downtown San Jose, 95111. Or you could go to the East Coast and find them at 810 7th Avenue, New York, New York, 10019.
Nine. Shouts out to motherfucking Goofy Bone for holding that down at the end. You know what I'm saying? Really putting y'all up on the address and everything. You know, appreciate that, homie. And we got one more, people. We're taking this thing over to Sweden. To Motala. Motala, Sweden. Yes. Where co-worker was attacked over perfume. It must have been that smell so good. Yeah. One worker's strong perfume allegedly sparked an attack from a second worker tired of the smell. I be feeling like that about some of you, stank-ass niggas, man. Y'all need to wash y'all motherfucking hands. Which smell like y'all ass. You know what I'm saying? It smell like you've been scrubbing on your balls for like 2 or 4 minutes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Then you want to talk like, what's up, dog? Hell no. Females going in the bathroom, wiping all up in your cootie hole and shit, smelling like four batches of dead fish and shit. Then you want to talk like, hey, baby. and wipe all over my face and shit, then grab my face and try to kiss me? What the hell is that? Smelling like bubblegum shrimp. All right, y'all, shouldn't even said that. Fuck it. Anyway, one of the workers, one worker's strong perfume allegedly sparked an attack from a second worker tired of the smell. Officials in Motala, Sweden said. The two Motala, I got to say it like that, y'all. It ain't no other way to shit to come out like that. The Motala City Council employees, both in their 40s, had repeatedly argued over the strong scent before the unscented woman allegedly grabbed the overly scented woman by the throat and threatened to kill her during a lunch break. Yeah. And a police report was filed, and the alleged attacker was suspended from her job pending the outcome of an internal investigation. Wow. That is some crazy shit. So people, you can get your ass whooped for not even motherfucking having no smell good on. You know what I'm saying? That's what she's saying. Or if you have too much on. You know, so if y'all keep buying that shit from the motherfuckers who I don't like anyways, you know what I'm saying? Always coming to my door. Hello? What's up?
Avon calling.
Get your ass away from my motherfucking door. Your mother.
That's
play no Avon here.
Story, kid.
Hell no, nah, it ain't, because get your ass away from my door, Avon. Paul, get the gun. Get the gun, Paul. Fucking Avon. All right, people. Sorry, we don't do Avon on the show here, people. No Avon. No Norway products. You know what I'm saying? We don't play that deal. One more before we get back into the nutty of this. I mean, the news, that is. We're taking this thing to where Rancho Penasquitos, California. Shouts out to my Cali homeboys. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Where a family, and this ain't a family. Stop trying to motherfucking make it like the whole family was into this dumb shit. Family calls sticky notes on car hate crime. Yeah. On Rancho Pinsacuitos. All right, well, Rancho Pinsacuitos, man, who asked not to be identified for his stupidness, allegedly in this case, found his daughter's car tagged with hundreds of post-it notes. Dun, 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 dun. I ain't got no dramatic, stupid, dumbass music for that shit. But the man, who is Jewish, feels the incident is a hate crime. There are words like pig, Jesus loves you, oink. Bro, you might have just been crossed up for the police and shit. You might. It must have thought it was at the police house and shit. Fucking pig, you fucking Jesus lover. Oh, man. And the motherfucker said, I was furious and scared. Other note said, secret admirer, pigs are cool and so are you. Chicken, the notes were found on the hood spelled out, have fun. Yeah, the notes found on the hood spelled out, have fun. Right. Yes, people, you have to watch out. They are using pink and white sticky notes to racially slur you now. Dun, 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 dun. All right, people, what the fuck ever, man? She need to get her ass whooped, but, anyways. Coming back after this, you know what I'm saying, let y'all know what the hell y'all riding out with. We're going to make us a call real quick.
It's time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Rap in the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, and international co-host, Mrs. Tasha Triple X.
Yeah, man. Don't forget, that is my artist right there. You know what I'm saying? If y'all need some voiceovers or whatever, it's Miss John New, the hottest female princess in the South. You can hit up at myspace.com/John New, the princess. That's JANU, the princess. And you can reach her there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And we're doing it real big, man. We holding it down. You know what I'm saying? Artist after artist. And that's pretty much it. I got a little something that I like to play. But this is my nigga, man. This is motherfucker Creep. And then we're going to get back into my artist couple of tracks, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't like everybody's like, man, all you do is play John New. All you do is play John New. Well, motherfucker, all you do is play with yourself. So what's the fucking difference? You know what I'm saying? It's going down, people. This is all for all the ladies out there. Be acting all brand new and shit. You know what I'm saying? you know, be trying to come up in the club with your 4 day weave and shit that you bought 12 days ago, you know what I'm saying? But just decided to put it on because you just found it, you know what I'm saying, hidden from under the couch that you've been sitting on for 12 days. You know what I'm saying? So that's how you're looking in the club. But acting like you're brand new. This is my nigga Creep. It's right here on Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Pride. We flying around the world, baby. We implanted everywhere. Yeah. Creep! Let's go.
So she's not a girl wanna shine. Acting like she got a fucking million in the bank. Acting like a motherfucking shit don't stain. Girl, I seen your type before. Innocent in the light, free behind closed doors. Real nigga, how the fuck you gon' play me out? I'm a OG from the fucking dirt south. Just to let you know your crew can't fade me. Even though you switched out and betrayed me. And here I am thinking wedding and babies. Your horse ways and your true colors save me. Your bloodline had my ancestors. And I ain't a dumb nigga, that's why you hate me. You see me grinding for this motherfucking grip, maybe not. You trying to let the next nigga hit. You got your brand new car, your brand new clip, brand new phone numbers, brand new dick. You got your brand new car, your brand new clip, brand new attitude, I ain't shit. You got your brand new car, your brand new clip, brand new phone numbers, brand new dick. You got your brand new car, your brand new clip, brand new attitude, I ain't shit. Sorry that I strike like lightning, sorry. That I roar like thunder. Maybe I should cop the black shades and be the young blind sneak deep wonder. Then we still be kissing and cuddling. Be fucking me like it ain't nothing. Your pipeline beeping and buzzing. It's your mama on down to your cousin Sarah T. Carey. Bought from the car with suits happily married. Dan, BJ, Ryan. Everything you say, I think you're motherfucking lying. Trying to pull a fast one on me. I've been soaking up games since the motherfucking 80s, and since you don't believe in me, you can go straight to 80. You got your brand new car.
Oh, that shit there be banging, boy. That's my motherfucking nigga right there, Creep. It's a little sample, y'all. Y'all can check him out performing live on Tuesday nights at the open, indie open mic night, you know what I'm saying? Hosted by TampaRap.com, you know what I'm saying? And we be doing it big, man. We got all kind of artists that be up in there holding down, you know what I'm saying? Doing their thing real big. Play one more before I get off into some more nutty news. I got Six Figures in the motherfucking building. Shouts out to Six Figures. Shouts out to, who the fuck was that that just flew through here and shit? Worthy Miller. Shouts out to Worthy Miller. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget, y'all, that Northwest Mixtape Volume 2, you know what I'm saying, dropped today by your boy Six Figures. Y'all can pick that up. Go to zshare.net. And I don't know if they can do no searching, but fuck it then. Go to... just Google Six Figures, SIXXFIGGAZ, and you can find Six Figures in the place to be, you know what I'm saying, holding it down real big. And he got that Volume 3 finna drop on November 30th, you know what I'm saying, 2009, and he going hard, man, he going hard in the fourth quarter, y'all, which is what time it is. It's time to go extra hard in the paint. We came back from Las Vegas networking, meeting the best people on earth, you know what I'm saying, meeting some real true soldiers and soldierettes. You know what I'm saying? That's going down real big. Shouts out to Miss Tasha Triple X, my motherfucking co-host. You know what I'm saying? From Perth, Australia. And shouts out to I Be the Wise One. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Miss Mouse. Shouts out to Goofy Bone, Seti J. Shouts out to Miss Mo. Actually, Seti J wasn't even motherfucking there, but shouts out to you anyways, homie. Shouts out to Mo Blue, Six Figures. Shit. Who else was up in that motherfucker? King Kareem. Shit, who else up in that motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Shit, we had everybody up in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We had a good time up in that motherfucker. So, y'all look out for next year, man. Yeah, we going back to Las Vegas next year with a super-duper game plan. We're going to have some packages and everything. I'm telling you now, you're going to have to have $500 off top. If you ain't even got $500, don't even think about going. It's $500 at least just for some fucking your travel. You know what I'm saying? Just for your travel so we can get the travel out the way. And if we can book early... You know what I'm saying? It'll actually be cheap, and we can get travel packages and shit. I mean, at least for $500, we can take care of your transportation you know what I'm saying, to get there and back and also the hotel because they got packages running like that. But we have to do it early, you know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, this year was just kind of, you know what I'm saying, we just waned it. We just wanted to see if it could be done. We already proved that point. We see it can be done. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do it again, but we're going to, you know what I'm saying, every year, man, it's got to get bigger and better. And I'm telling you, after next year, man, FM and AM radio stations are going to be paying attention to this type of shit because you ain't never heard of no motherfucking Clear Channel, Infinity, or any of the other motherfuckers getting the show hosting shit all together to do one major show in the promotion of that, you know what I'm saying, of what, you know the big word I'm trying to use, in the promotion of that station, you know what I'm saying, network, that's what I meant to say, because Clear Channel and Infinity all, you know what I'm saying, radio network, so... But try to shut the motherfuckers down, you know what I'm saying? Take their ass over like the fucking Borg, you know what I'm saying? I step up to an FM station, I'm just like, you know.
We are the Borg. Lower your shield and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
Fucking right. Coming back after this, we're going to get back into the nutty news today. It's my motherfucking dog, Six Figures. Fuck it, we're going to play this here early. You know what I'm saying? Six Figures in the building. Make sure y'all look out for the Volume 1, 2, and Volume 3. You know what I'm saying? Mixtapes in the street. And it's that Northwest mixtape going down real big. All the way down here in the 813, man, because this is how we do it. It's your boy Tampa Bay's most unbiased and international DJ. DJ smells so good. Straight from the hood. Trey Folk, baby. Y'all already know. And yes, I'm crazy.
You see, I never met no chick like you to do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Like a yellow mind, come and holla at a G. Yeah, I'm so fresh, so clean, that's me. Let's hop in the Chevy and go see a couple things. Your nigga at home, he ain't fresh like me. Sitting on the couch, hating on the G. He can't do the things that I do, yeah, I mean. Popping these tags on the bitch, that's me. Las Vegas crap tables, I do big things. Yeah, I'm so wet like a Wingstop wing. The nigga getting hot cause this bitch on my team. Finna crack the open, ching ching, get the cheese. Her girlfriend's choosing, man, they all want a G. It's all good with me, shorty, just cash cheap. Yellow bitch, pretty fit, ooh, that's me. But still play a bitch hard like Nintendo Wii. I don't give a fuck, ooh, I'm fresh and I'm clean. What?
You see, I never met no chick like you to do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Hey mama, come on, let's get it. You know I'm about to cheat, so you gotta get with it. I know your mom's ain't killing me, but I ain't even tripping. Money on my mind, that's my Greyhound ticket. Take it to the bathroom, yeah, you know I'm digging. Like a shovel in the dirt, yeah, that's digging. On the pavement, hard grinding like John Riggins. Got young bras popping pills, yeah, they dizzing. Want that baby shit, woke up, that's the business. Yellow bras getting money, come and get with it. I'm not gonna stop till I get to the top. Vroom, vroom, fast, Talladega, I rock. Trademark bitch like the rich got stock. Reaching to my pockets, man, I keep a little guap. Your nigga at home like a first round flop. Hating on me, cause he'll never be me. What?
You see, I never met no chick like you to do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Shorty, I'm the business, what's with it? In the parking lot, man, I whip it. Come to this money, ma, you know I get it. Your nigga at home hating me, yeah, I'm with it. He's drinking E&J, Palmer's son, I'm not with it. Broke-ass nigga, I drink, yeah, come get with it. Your bitch on my team, so smooth, I'm grinning. You're blowing up a phone, that button, she in it. In the bedroom, got your girl dumb bending. Seven deuce dolphins, so you know I'm dumb winning. My game is so smooth, like a smoothie, I'm blending. Swag so tough, in the scene like a buck. Yeah, Jay Bettis getting bitches, play letters. They niggas straight sweated, Lex Luger, I flex it. In the baddest box, getting money, big like Texas. North High representing, you haters need to exit. Why?
You see, I never met no chick like you to do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Thanks, Jimmy, though.
I got, excuse me, y'all, some space smoke just entered the aircraft, people. Yes. Wow, almost motherfucking landing out the fucking window on that one, you know what I'm saying? Shit, that caught it hard, you know what I'm saying? It hit me hard. Yeah, that was Six Figures right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Dog chilling in Las Vegas, Nevada, representing Sacramento, California, though. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to the Cali, whole Cali area. Coming up there for the at the top of the year, man. That's my plans. You know what I'm saying? Get back on this road. You know, it's going down real big. We'll be up in Fort Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Watch my daughter graduate from boot camp. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why the fuck she went, but she went. So anyway, shouts out to Cindy. Love you, girl. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing. Left, right, left, goddammit. That's real, man. It's going down real big. Let me call one of my motherfucking homeboys real quick because, you know. Hey, fellas, I got some tips for you, too. You know what I'm saying? If the best way, if you see your girl, you walk into the house, you see your woman sleep, you know what I'm saying? Y'all been arguing and shit. And, you know, she ain't want to try to give up no pussy, you know what I'm saying? This is one key thing I can tell you to do, you know what I'm saying? This coming from the handy guy.
Hey, you still awake, Lois, honey?
Dad? That's right. I'm your daddy.
Don't talk, Lois, don't talk. Just let me do all the work.
I'm sorry about that, y'all. But I got to get into this exclusive real quick before I read y'all another headline, man. Because this is, I've been dealing with, you know, I only promote indie artists, right? But for some reason, Britney Spears' manager just loves my fucking show. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, man, I got some songs that we've been trying to, you know, get on the FM and AM, but they don't really want to play it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But he says, because you got... this is Harry Spears talking to me. He was like, man, because you got, you know, the content that you play, you know what I'm saying? I got this new cut, man. You can really, you know, use on your show. I think people really love it. And they will see Britney Spears in a whole new light, you know what I'm saying? So I want you to be that record breaker for that, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, Harry, you know, normally, dog, I only deal with indie artists. But fuck it, dog. Send it to me. I got you. You know what I'm saying? You know, favor for a favor. I might be in Hollywood one day and, you know, need Britney Spears to, you know, put her titties on the glass for me or something. You know what I'm saying? You know, she'll do it. So here we go, people. This is a new song by Britney Spears. And this is the booby song. All the way from wherever the fuck he sent it to me. Exclusive, people. Hit me up on the email. You want a copy of this.
Chest was supposed to grow. My cleavage wasn't right, no. My boobies, boobies, my breasts are completely full. And now my sweater's tight, yeah. Surgery, I want to be a D. Bigger memories, I want them to show now. No B-cup. Flatness was killing me, and I must confess, I paid for these. Hey, mommy. I look 32, I'm just a child, I am a crime. Make my boobies one more size, oh baby.
Alright, y'all, we trying to call the artist real quick. Let's see if he's gonna pick up the line and try to call Gino. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, you performed at TampaRap.com's indie open mic night at Coco's Lounge. You know what I'm saying? Tuesday night.
Your call has been.
See, artist, I tell you, I ain't no motherfucking faker now. I tell you, I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna do it. Fuck it. Here we go.
4-0.
Y'all hit him up at
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yo, Gino, this is your boy DJ Smells So Good, man. Wrecking the Game Radio. Hit me back 347-237-5125 within the hour, you know what I'm saying? And got your music loaded, homie, you know what I'm saying? Want to see what's up with you, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we do. Hold it down. Call me back. That's 347-237-5125. It's Regular Game Radio. DJ Smell So Good. Peace out. All right, people. I had to go ahead and call an artist real quick. And, yeah, you know, get that going down real quick. Don't where my shit at real quick. Got to get y'all my dog because he be training me up. You know what I'm saying? This is the dude that got me ready before the trip. You know what I'm saying? I was working out, getting buff, you know what I'm saying, before the BTR host reunion. And this is my personal training. I recommend him to everybody. You know what I'm saying? If y'all out there looking to get swole for the wintertime, you know what I'm saying?
Hi, I'm BJ Smith. In my long and illustrious 3-year career at the top of pro football, I whooped some serious ass and got paid for it. They didn't call me death in tight pants for nothing. When you have such a rewarding career maiming others as I have, you know how to stay fit. Through running, wrestling, stuffing 20s down panties of foxy strippers, firearm training, nasal pursuit, and beating the hell out of your fellow man. That's what keeps me healthy. And now, using training methods I perfected, it's going to work for you. With BJ's Fit for Football, watch those pounds fall off. I'm down to 300 pounds using exactly the method I demonstrated on tape. I mean, who are you going to trust to get you fit? A man who can rip your arm off and beat you with the wet end? Or some aerobics instructor who wouldn't get drafted by the local hopscotch team? Hell no. BJ's Fit for Football, out now on Beta and VHS. Remember, to win the game of football or life, you have to annihilate everything in your path in a blind rage.
Straight up. That's my motto. You know what I'm saying?
We should stop. My IM window just started screaming, no more, no more.
That's real, man. Oh, man, that shit too crazy right now. You got to love this shit, people. Y'all is live, man. Uncut, uncensored radio. Each and every day right here, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. that the Lord allows me to wake up on time. You know what I'm saying? And get up on these airwaves and bless the world. And I do mean the world. Also, hit me up, myspace.com/smellybtr, S-M-E-L-L-Y-B-T-R. You know what I'm saying? That's where, you know, everybody on that MySpace, though, is only participants of my show, only friends of my show, fans of my show, listeners of the show. So if you see anybody else on there looking funny and shit, you make sure you tell me so I can get their ass off of there. All right, people, let's go to Sacramento. Damn. Damn, six figures? How the hell, what the fuck going on, six figures? Well, yeah, y'all got some shit going on in Sacramento. This nigga looking like DMX on more than crack, because, you know, DMX already on crack, so, this nigga look like DMX on meth and crack, you know what I'm saying? Damn. Bruh. You know how they put the fresh chalk lines down on the freshly done street? Hell, that nigga lips look like, damn, nigga. Your freshly powdered lips, damn. You supposed to sniff powder, nigga, not put it on your lips like it's lipstick or something. Anyways, we're in Sacramento where Kevin Wayne Dunnigan told the jury, you're being deceived. Not only were police and prosecutors totally wrong for accusing him of the 1995 stabbing of Gary Patrick Bears, Dunnigan said in his closing arguments, but he also had the cure for global warming and how to win the war in Afghanistan. Yeah, this is all from Dunnigan now. Uh-huh. It was right after Dunnigan told the panel, I've been running the country. Yeah, that former President George W. Bush did everything I told him. This is a black man, people. Yes, this is a fucking nutball. Uh-huh. And if current President Barack Obama is lucky, I'll work with him too. And yeah, and that's when the judge stepped in and convicted his dumb ass. Man, what the kind of is you on? Ah. All right. How do you have a receipt and goatee? God damn, this nigga goatee is receding and shit. What kind of shit is that, people? All right. Anyways, all right, let's go to Athens real quick. Y'all thought this was Greece, but of course this is Tennessee where they use grease for another reason. Anyways, people, shouts out to Clarksville and all y'all motherfuckers surrounding that area, Fort Campbell, you know what I'm saying? Well, a man fell asleep in a ditch, you know what I'm saying, with his rifle and his good old moonshine. Name must be Bubba. But no, his name is Ricky Butler. Yeah. when Ricky Butler went to sleep on a rural East Tennessee roadside, he didn't have to worry about comfort, but apparently he was feeling insecure. Yeah, McMinn County deputies found the 31-year-old Decatur man sleeping on his back in a roadside ditch with a loaded rifle on his chest and an almost empty jar of moonshine in the bib of his overalls. And this motherfucker is still wearing overalls. God damn, people. Butler told deputies who woke him up that he didn't know where he was, and he also told them that the jar had been full. Yeah, after your drunk ass drunk half of it, stupid bitch. What kind of shit is that, people? Yeah. All right, we're coming back, people. We're going to come back in just a second. And 313, the mystery caller that's up in the building, we're going to find out who you is, because you just be hanging out. You know what I'm saying? And if it's going to be that type of party, I'll let you know.
If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You know what I mean? But we're going to come back to you in just a second. Let's get into my artist real quick. This is Miss Jot Newt. You know what I'm saying? Right here. Make sure y'all call 727-578-9941 and request this song right here. This is Super D featuring Janu. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, yeah, she featured on this one, but it's still a hot song. And this is what we pushing right now. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get this thing smashed on the radio. So make sure y'all call us. Wild 94.1. You know what I'm saying? Request that song. Hell, you can tell them DJ Smells So Good sent you. Angle
motherfucker.
DJ.
Party time. Are
you done mixing yet?
You're DJ.
DJ.
On the floor with it, on the floor with it.
them. I ain't never seen a ass that fat. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. It's the king of the club, dog, super deep back.
Where they at?
Club rocking from the front to the back.
Where they at?
On the floor with a hump in their back.
Where they at?
On the floor when they low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back.
Where they at?
On the floor with a hump in their back.
Where they at?
On the floor and it low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Super D, I'm on the ground, I gotta take the streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take my streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy Akafu, aka Captain Grabber Booty, aka Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I gotta give a big shout out to my dog, DJ Smell Good. Smelling gooder than a mug, I am. Yes, sir.
DJ Quest.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready, she's ready, she's ready, she's ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready, ready, she's ready, she's ready, ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready.
She ain't gotta speak, but she say so much. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you would like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She in Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it.
Take deep breath.
Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them addicts. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text. That's it.
I can see that she's ready, she's ready, she's ready, she's ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready, ready, she's ready, she's ready, ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready.
She ain't gotta speak, but she say so much. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my stone, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get it hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready.
Y'all ready? Y'all already know what time it is, man. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good in the motherfucking building, man. Doing what it do is Freaky Friday, Headlines, and Mo. Doing what it do on the Record of Game Radio Show. You know what I'm saying? This is Starship Smelly Prize. Got somebody who just want to help me to be beamed up real quick. Let me beam these callers up real quick, man. Matter of fact, we're going to find out who this mystery caller is, too. You know what I'm saying? Now, just want to warn y'all real quick. Oh, if you're a lady and you coming on the show, you know what I'm saying? I got one quick question for you.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
You know what I'm saying? And if you get upset, you know you're on the wrong show, baby. Because
I don't give a fuck.
You know what I'm saying? I do what I does. Yeah. I just want to let you know sometimes. You know what I'm saying, girl?
I want to say something. I want to put it out there. If you like it, you can take it. If you don't, send it right back. Until you use me, I want to be on you. Wait.
Oh, shit.
Wait.
All right, people, let's beam some motherfuckers up in this motherfucker, man. Let's go ahead, do. All right, callers, y'all is up in the building. 313, you just been chilling in the back for like an hour. You know what I'm saying? Maintaining on the show, and I appreciate the love, you know what I'm saying? But you got to recognize. And you was on the stars, you smell it fast, so ain't no hiding off in the background, her. So we've got to bring it live on the show. What's happening?
For sure, man. This is Brian, a.k.a. Scandalous One up here in the D, man. I'm enjoying the show for the first time, man. I saw you in the search, and I said, hell yeah, I got to get on the smelly shit, man. So,
damn, well, that's what this shit. That's what time it is, bro. That's what time it is. I appreciate you hanging out. Where you repping out of?
Detroit, Michigan, baby.
Oh, shit, we got MI helping us. We at the end. I'm at the tip. You at the end. You know what I'm saying? That's what time it is. That's what time it is. And we got 347 up in here. We got 347. What's happening?
Yo.
Oh, okay. We up in the building. You up in the building. What's happening?
Hey, it's Gino.
Oh, there you go. Calling me back. That's what I'm talking about, people. This is one of the artists people we do down here in Tampa Bay, Florida, man. We have an indie open mic night. You know what I'm saying? Going down off of Hillsborough and 40th Street each and every Tuesday night at the Coco's Lounge. Y'all can come out, do some carry choking, you know what I'm saying, from 8 to 11. And then we take over for the indie set, you know what I'm saying, from 11 to 3 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? We do open mic. And you come, you know what I'm saying, come with your CD, with your music, perform live. And we also record and restream on TampaRap.com, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you do get, you know what I'm saying, put out there live. So, go, Gino, what's good, baby? What's happening?
I'm chilling, man.
I'm actually getting
money right now.
Yeah, that's what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Dog, I know what it do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I wanted to hit you up, man, because I got two of your joints uploaded. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. We've joined you with
feeling,
man, because I had a blast, man. Me and my
people,
we had a good time, man.
Now, this is, oh, yeah, we got live entertainment, too, people. You know what I'm saying? Just in case y'all, you know, want to take a break from the artist or take a break from the bar, take a break from the pool table, take a break from the drunk nigga that keep coming up to you blowing his hot breath in your face, or the drunk chick that put her ass on you for no reason at all, and she really don't look good, but you done hit them old 2-for-5 drink presses or got that $10 all you can drink, so she looking pretty decent now. You know what I'm saying? That's what goes down at Coco's Lounge. Tuesday nights. Y'all need to come through and check that out. And your boy DJ Smells So Good is the DJ for that night, so I'm just as crazy as motherfucking in person as I am right here on the show. Gino can tell you that, you know what I'm saying? That's how we do.
Yeah,
you know?
I owe nothing but love out there, man. And I had a good time. I didn't even expect everybody to get down like that. Even the regulars was getting down. So I plan to come back, too, on that Tuesday. But other than that, I wanted the people to know about that CD, those tracks. I mean, they're real serious, you know. People getting down on them, and it's cool. But what I like is the response that people get when they listen to the lyrics. It's like, you know, finally it's something that people can get down to. And at the same time, when they're getting down, it's a substance, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I love how you that whole night you was mixing it down, playing good music back to back, had everybody in a good mood, in a good group. So every artist that got up there, they went ahead and they did their thing, and it's like they were comfortable. Even if it was the first time they got on that stage and did what they had to do in that spot, it was nothing but love there. So everybody felt good. There was no bad nerves going on. It's like I definitely will come back there, regardless of what, no matter what the status is, no matter what, how the CD doing or whatnot. That place, when you got people that get the love like that, and it's like it don't matter what you are, you know, how you coming in, if you look raggy or whatnot, it don't matter. People coming in, they have a good time, and that's what we're feeling. It's like we got a good response.
From anywhere. From anywhere.
Hey,
white, black,
hey,
Puerto Rican, Mexican,
exactly.
I don't give a damn. Let an alien roll up in that bitch, you know what I'm saying? You got some weed, you'll fit right in, shit.
you already know, you know what I'm saying? This dude right next to me smell like straight up Joe. The dude right next to him smell like Henny. So it's like, hey, we all good. Everybody smell like something that we know. We familiar.
That we all feel me? You feel me? So, what I got is, now, I guess I put names to these tracks, because really, you know what I'm saying, I just got them off the CD. So one of them was It's Angels featuring T-Pain.
Yeah, that was a competition. And it was T-Pain had a competition with a social website. And then they went ahead and they had artists go ahead and upload the track. And, you know, basically do what they have to do with it. So we had to, you know, go ahead, put our bread together, get the song together, see how we want to arrange it, and when we got it together, you know, go out on our own and see what we got. So in that competition, the initial, I didn't win, but we still used it, you know, the people that were participating.
The exposure.
You know, but like, what ended up happening is people ended up really liking the song. So it was like, all right, boom, let's put it on. Why not? You know,
and what, and what's the name of it? What's the name? Because I call it I Be Everybody Else.
It's called Everybody Else.
Okay, so, hey, because everything, that's how I name the songs. If I hear the hook, if I hear you say the hook three or four more times, that's the hook. You know what I'm saying?
Well, come on, man. You see, you putting yourself down when you know you're up top, dog. You know you're a legend. When you hear something, you don't. That's the thing with the DJ. Like, nowadays you got DJs that don't really give a fuck. They're just doing it because it's just a trend. It's just something that, you know, they want to say that it's cool to say they do. But they don't really study the game. They don't really pay attention to the point that, yo, when the DJ come out, the people pay attention. The people shut up. The people, you know what I'm saying? The people ain't supposed to tell the DJ what to play. Because the DJ...
But see, now listen. Let me break this down. Because this is what a lot of niggas get confused too. Now, me, I'm even saying me, I'm not a complete DJ. Okay, because back in the days, a complete DJ to me is niggas that get up on the turntables that can scratch, blend, mix, and work the motherfucking mic at the same time. That's a DJ. And we'll take a motherfucker that come up there and say, hey, dawg, you know what I'm saying? Play this for me in the club and mix that shit in. You feel me? That's a real DJ, because a DJ is about breaking artist records. That's our whole fucking point. You know what I'm saying? It's not to sit up there and just play T.I. and Jeezy all fucking night. It's to keep a crowd rocking at some shit they ain't never heard of.
Bring us something new.
So if they rocking to you,
every time.
Then you know you're going to be hot. You feel me? So I got the other one. They've got the hook. It's got the hook, say, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It's got like a throwback.
That's called Over the Rainbow.
Boom, there we go.
I made that beat, and that's all mine right there. So, like, that one you can play as much as you want. I performed it last night at USF. I mean, people, you know, there's some love on it. I really appreciate it. You know what I mean? The way I look at it, I'm a regular dude. Like, you know, I'm working right now. Like, other dudes out there right now grinding. But it's like, I figure, you know, you pray to God, but you can't sit there and wait for, you know, God to just give you something like that. God's going to give you the opportunity. So with that opportunity, I'm going to go ahead and I got to work for it. So the more I work harder at it, if I get up to go to work and be on time and do this and do that, I better be on time when I got to go get on my grind. This is what I really want to do with my life. So it's like, I feel like it's a movement. And, as you know, it's not no color thing, but straight up, black people, I feel like we were kings in the past anyway. So why are people belittling ourselves? You know what I'm saying? They make a big deal that we got a black president. That's cool. But to me, we should have been doing things like that long time ago. So to me, I feel like we're still catching up. I don't want no 40 acres in a mule. Nah, man, I want a continent. Period.
Yeah, that's real. Like, you're supposed to want the world. That's what they want to. That's what they want to hold it down to. That thinking of that small thinking of some tangible shit. I can't do that. What the fuck I'm gonna do with some old? You probably get me the desert and shit. You know what I'm saying? But at us, we'll turn the desert into an oasis anyways, and then they'll try to come back and take the shit. You know what I'm saying? Or want to live amongst us. So we ain't even gonna trip on that. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna do what we do though. We're gonna do what we do.
Oh, love. It's just, you know what I'm saying? It needs to be to the point where people got to take ourselves more seriously. We can still party. We can still get down. That's all good. But let's not forget our little kids looking out for us. And we got to realize what we're saying. When we get old and all dusty and everything, what we leave behind, that's that. It's rap. So if we're leaving crap when we, you know, young right now, when we able to, you know, leave some substance for our kids, let's do that right now. But all this other nonsense, in fact, nobody's down for getting your paper. That's all good. But I listened to hip-hop in the first place because I related to it. Now I can't relate to what I hear. So that's just my opinion, you know. If anybody can shake their butt or whatever, but I'm just saying.
And where you born and raised?
Brooklyn. I was born in Brooklyn.
Okay.
So
shout out to BK.
I'm an Haitian
dude. All right, that's what's up.
You know, definitely. But I've been in Tampa for years, so you know, this is home. I scream 813 all day.
It's
not where you're from.
It's
where you at.
It's where you at. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Check this out, man. We're gonna get into this track because I got my homie online from Detroit. You know what I'm saying? So you get a Detroit view on it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Right here live. You know what I'm saying? So we on this is Gino. You know what I'm saying? This is Over the Rainbow right here live on Wrecking the Game Radio, aka Starship Smelly Prize, bitches. We is flying around the motherfucking planet everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
here. Chief. This right here.
Somewhere
for everybody.
Over the rainbow.
Thinking there's no way out, huh? It could always be worse. Check it.
I give a shout out to the East, pray for peace. Will it ever be epidemic, raw disease? They putting newborn baby to sleep. Mama died pushing news and every strength to breathe. I cry when I see another man kill another for a bite to eat. I write what I see, you can't imagine what I dream. The new day, USA Today, every shot will come, but the war here to stay. Instead of talking about illegal immigrants, they're back at bay. We betting on the next fight at the Mandalay. Can you imagine the standing wait? We're trying hard to break for victims of child molestation, hoping they could be found and place them back home, a place many people won't go. So this ain't hope, wishing for the day they can all go.
Somewhere over the rainbow. Somewhere over the rainbow.
Gino, y'all can check him out, myspace.com/GinoLexus. Yeah. We're going to get right into this next one. We're going to come back and talk to Gino one more time, man. And this is that one he did for T-Pain, you feel me? Right here. This is everybody else, y'all. Let's go. Don't forget myspace.com/GinoLexis. It's Gino Lexus.
Let go. You know what we represent, man. Happy boy.
Yeah, see, you display the right look, infiltrate the right move, toenails looking better than your new stiletto shoes. Got a dude at the crib, but he never on his job, more like a slob. Up in your pillow, he lay his socks. He don't got a problem staying home without a goal. Got a POS with and his rim from rent and roll. I don't know who he is, they can really give a shit. I'm a veteran, baby, he a rookie looking for tips. I don't kiss ass, relate more to getting cash. Sitting back, poolside, sipping on my cognac. Calm ass, niggas just be sure to never cross his path. Most people cutting back, I prefer to burn grass. Earn stacks, light snoop, but without the perm. Black tinted V, catch a Zendy, but they'll live and learn. Turn heads when I ball, like a game at Rucker Park. I'm a part from the rest, roll with him when you walk. Cause shorty, I got a car, I got a crib, and at the mall across the street from where I live, every size of rims is in my front yard.
Up, man. Let's go ahead and beam these brothers back on board, man. Y'all hold on one quick second. You know what I'm saying? We back live on the Starship Smelling Prize, man. We got Detroit, Michigan up in the building. You know what I'm saying? We got the Bronx, New York's up in the building. 813 is up in the building, man. We all representing worldwide. Indie music, man. This is how you're supposed to do it. You know what I'm saying? This is Gino up in the building, man.
Damn.
Bro, how you feeling that song, man? How you feeling that, man? All the way from Detroit, Michigan, man.
Man, the way I look at it, man, I'm sick. Like, you know, you got songs where you got people that, you know, they say they're in love with a chick and this and that and so on, but let's not forget that it's to the point where it's like, we almost, like, I love women and that's good, but, you know, I love myself before I love a woman, straight up. And it's like I want to bring that mentality back, that, you know, the way that they say, you know, women should be treated like queens, men need to be treated like kings too. And I don't think there's enough songs out there that really you know, demonstrate that. That really, you know, like I said, you know, one of the lines, it may not be the illest lines or whatever, but it's like when you listen to the concept, it's like saying, you know, whether you're rolling or not, either way I'm balling. Whether you're rolling with me or not, either way I'm doing good. I don't need to depend on, you know, another person or whatever to make myself feel happy, to do what I gotta do to feel like a king. You know, it's like, just, you know, it's just a sense of independence. Just showing, you know, your love for the woman. Of course, you love women, but you gotta show you love yourself too. You know what I'm saying? As a man, the only way we're gonna get things done, you know, we gotta know what's up. So there's a mall across the street from where I live. That's the truth. And it's like, regardless of what, you know what I mean? It's another day, man. It's another day. As long as you wake up, every day is a blessing. So you can't depend on everybody else. You got to do your own thing.
Hey, 313. What's your name again, bro?
Yo.
From Detroit. What's your name again, bro? Detroit. Is he there? 313.
Yeah,
is you there?
Oh, no, I think it's 813.
Oh, okay, I guess he hung up. All right, well, we're going to get his opinion. He just hung up, I don't know what happened. All right, well, that's all good. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? The shit's hot to me, you know what I'm saying? That's why it's in rotation. But yeah, man, that I like that feel to that, you know what I'm saying? It's got a nice commercial feel to it, you know what
definitely.
I'm saying? That same, you know, it definitely got a radio vibe to it. I mean, I don't know if you try to get that on the radio downhill, but.
I mean, yeah, definitely. Whatever the people, you know, love, like, whatever it is, I'm with it. You know, that's why I was created in the first place. So whether it makes the radio or not, if there's a bass that's feeling it, I'm with it, you know?
Hold on 1 second. Let me beam him back in. Yeah, his call fell
right.
off. Hold on. Let me beam him back in real quick. 1 second. 313, you back on the play. You back on Starship,
baby,
brother. You
I'm back on the play, baby. Lost my call. What's going on, fella?
Yeah, well, how you feeling that song, though, man? What's your name again?
My name is Brian, but up in the lakes, they call me Scandalous One. They're good.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Scandalous One. All right. That's what I'm going to call you every time after this shit.
I appreciate
Scandalous
it.
Scandalous One. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I love that joint, man. I mean, that was hot, man. And it pertained to a lot of situations. It meant a lot to me, man, because, you know, first of all, I just got over a relationship, man, where a chick did me in for a guy she thought was better. Now she hollering back at me, and I don't want it. But this song right here, man, that song right there, man, I think it's going to go far, man. It's going to get worldwide recognition, man. I hope you use Outlets, man, to try to get it up here in the D, man. That's for sure. I like both of those tracks, man. But the first one, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, man, that show there. That, first of all, you got more class than the average rapper. First of all, you're using your brain, man, and your universal in your thinking. In your thinking, because a lot of guys don't come out with something, man, that creative, that
Thank
slick. You know what I'm
and
saying?
Use an old throwback tune now. That's a throwback tune that, you know, most motherfuckers don't even, you know what I'm saying? That's Annie type shit. You feel me?
Right.
Motherfuckers don't know nothing about no Annie and shit. So it's like, when you use, and then you can use that classic and use a compliment to it. A lot of niggas, they come out. I'm going to say everybody. I ain't going to say just niggas because country singers, rock and roll, everybody biting off of the old shit. You know what I'm saying? And ain't complimenting it.
Right.
They just trying to do the same. Like Mariah Carey just came out with that fucking song. That shit sound gay as hell, man. How you going to do some shit like that?
Man,
do it verbatim. That's wrong.
Also, man, I produce also up here in Detroit, man. I got some hot joints. I love to send y'all, man, see what y'all can do with it.
Hey, my email, check my email, because just like I play everything, brother. If it's indie, you know what I'm saying, it don't offend me. You know what I'm saying? If it's commercial, I don't fuck with it. Really. Smelly BTR. You can hit me at Smelly, SMELLY, BTR at live.com. You know what I'm saying? That's Hotmail. So Smelly BTR at live.com.
Yeah, I'm on Blog Talk Radio too, man, under Soul Town Radio.
Soul Town. Well, give me, shoot your show out and stuff. Go
right,
down your network.
Yeah, and my username is Brian's Works with a Z on the end.
Brian's Works. I wonder if I
seen
that.
BrianWorkz.
Okay,
that's
Brian's Works.
But my radio show is Soul Town Radio Live, man. And I love
to
play some indie stuff up here too, man.
When are you on?
Well, I tell you what, man. I've been listening to you guys, man, because I wanted to hear how you do it, man. Y'all guys are pretty professional to me, having fun. So
that's what it's about.
I did my first show yesterday, man.
The
Ferndale, Michigan police, you know, doing their dirty work to the citizens of Detroit because they don't want you up in the suburbs. So
yeah.
I just did a story on that yesterday, so check that out, man. Soul Town Radio.
Okay, that's definite. And understand the power of this, bro. This is real radio, you know what I'm saying? This is, I mean, we got more, I got over 6,000 people now. I've been on since February 2008, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the thing about this radio station is we live right now. You know what I'm saying? This is all it's already recorded, so people can listen to it in the archives. But then the people that listen to it in the archives can go back and download it. And it's also on iTunes. It's also podcasted. It's so many mediums that it's really out here that our voice is getting out. That's why I got to say your middle finger to FM and AM radio. Plus, we got the format that we can play and break and really break indie artists. because, I mean, you just new to this, but we just got back this weekend from Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? And we just came back from what we established as the BTR Blog Talk Radio host reunion. You know what I'm saying? And we got hosts. My co-host is from Australia, Miss Tasha Triple X. She was there. You know what I'm saying? We had Cali there. We had Texas, Florida. We had some of everybody there representing, you know what I'm saying? And we got a show. I got it on YouTube and stuff, you know what I'm saying? We got a DVD coming out, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So it was real exclusive. I don't know if you heard of Sweet D Love, you know what I'm saying? She's a host. Goofy Bone, he's my Mexican homeboy. Right after this show, he do a show. And, yeah, you want to definitely check that out. It's 186 Point Deuce and Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? He do two different shows. One during the daytime, one during the night. And I mean, right. If you're looking for like show ideals, you ain't finna find shit like this on Blog Talk Radio. I guarantee you, between me and Goofy Bone show, there's not any kind of show like this. It's been cats on here before that's been doing radio shows, but then they playing like all commercial shit. Like they can't survive off of indie. I survive off of nothing but indie artists. That's all I survive off of.
Now that's good to hear, man. Because I tell you what, I got some artists up here in Detroit, man, that they're having a hard time getting radio play, and they would love to come on your show, man.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Fridays is my interview days. This is just, you know what I'm saying, because I'm sitting here staring at Gino CD, because I just uploaded his music, so I was like, let me go ahead and call him. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I just call you up. You know what I'm saying? You might be on the toilet. If you answer that motherfucker, you finna get an interview. Live from stall number one in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do.
I'll make sure I leave my number, man.
yeah. That's definitely. Oh, matter of fact, hold on, because I got your number off the switch. This you at all times, right?
Yeah, that's me at all.
Okay, hold on. Let me write that down then. I got you. Networking at its best right here.
Oh, yeah. But, Gino, man, I mean, I got to commend you, man. It's a wonderful work out there. That first song, man, I was sitting there in awe. I'm like, listen to what he's doing, man, with the Over the Rainbow thing, man. But listen, I got some hot joints, man. I wish I get to you on MySpace. And
that's
a way to send it, man. I want you to take a listen to some of the things I'm doing here, man. Y'all gonna want to pull me the hell up out of Detroit. That's for sure. Well,
man, the way I'm looking at it, man, I'm from Brooklyn, and I just got fed up with the crab in the bucket mentality. And I'm like, the way it's gonna work is gonna work as a movement. And so not one person can do it on its own. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z dropped DOA, but more people need to do it. That's in his level. So it's like, it got to be a universal movement, understanding that, you know, it's not just one person that's going to do it. Everybody united got to do it. That's why hip-hop meant something in the first place, because people gave a damn about it. But it was just one person in the one city. It was a united, you know, culture that started moving and taking place. So in order for us to bring that realness back, that's what we're going to have to do. It's just a new form. It's a new generation, baby. So we're in the forefront.
Hey, Gino Smelly, just never forget Brian Tompkins, a.k.a. Scandalous One in Detroit, Michigan.
Hey, man. Yeah. You locked in now, bro. I promise you, this BTR network, bro, we the strongest shit than I don't know, man. We super strong, dog. I mean, really. We got a mixtape out that we went up to that we was pushing in Las Vegas. You feel me? We had a $2 holler mixtape, and it's got 20 artists. From all over, everywhere. I mean, Michigan, Boston, everybody who we play on our shows that fuck with us, go on a mixtape. That was volume one. So what we're working on is volume two. Volume two is going to consist of everybody who send me music. I'm going to compile it down here from Florida, and I'm sending it up to California. And my homeboy, Goofy Bone, he gonna be pushing that up there out of California. $2 holler. But what we want to do is, when we press the mixtape up, you know what I'm saying? All the artists pay $5 to get onto it. You know what I'm saying? That's $100. He can't even beat that. You feel me?
That's fine.
And then after that, you know what I'm saying? We press 100 of them up. Boom, send them out. You get every artist get 10 copies. Boom, you know what I mean? $20. You know what I'm saying? Just off your $5 investment. You know what I'm saying? Every artist. And that's how you maximize, you know what I'm saying, exposure on that one mixtape. But because everybody going to be pushing it everywhere.
Right.
And that's what I learned off of this BTR, man, is don't fuck thinking inside your neighborhood. Your hood ain't going to do nothing for you. And everywhere got a hood. You feel me? But we respect each other's hoods, though. So nobody ain't never heard of Trey Four in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? So when they hear this Trey Four music, they're like, damn, what is that? Ain't nobody ever heard of Detroit music down here in Tampa, not heavily, unless they bumping it in their cars.
Right.
But I'm taking that shit to the club scene, you feel me?
That's what
gets pumped in the club.
Well, I tell y'all what, man, both of y'all look for a message from Brian Tompkins, man, a.k.a. Scandalous One in Detroit, man.
Scandalous One, bet that. I got you on that. Well, Gino, right. if you got some more time, man, I'm going to get back into some music. You know what I'm saying? If not, I'm going to hit you up a little later on because I'll be hanging out. You know what I'm saying? Got 31 more minutes to the show, but, get back into my dog E. Moore. And right here, this is Verbal Ink. His name is E. Moore. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can check him out, Verbal Ink. He got a show. He do the midday something like that. But check out Eric Moore. You know what I'm saying? Spoken Word Report. And this is called Misunderstood, man. This is some true shit. And if y'all like it, man, holler at your boy. I'll send it to you. It's real. Much love to Gino. Make sure y'all check him out, myspace.com/GinoLexus. It's going down right here. Reckoning Game Radio. Gosh, it.
Many are called, but the chosen a few. See, baby, I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga that calls you conceited. And like any lover who's been scorned, baby, you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you are laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick. We'll have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. You're right, don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm going to sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny in the hope that you come back to me. See, baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm going to say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love and can't be described as just some silly fling. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't, and we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night, and when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood.
Give it right back to him. I'ma give it right back to him. Blow your smoke in the air. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through, you gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Turn my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water, let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge and he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper and maybe he can conquer all these lame ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this year I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots for Trump, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, you know I really don't care. Cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party. Shots already started. What? I'm already retarded. Yeah. I ain't gotta be the hardest. Nah. Shit, I'm not even an artist. Nah. You ain't gotta be the smartest. Nah. Bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities.
Yeah.
I got the authority to take you to the crib.
What?
It's got three stories. All I need is three stories.
Uh-huh.
Just cool with the orgies.
Yeah.
Hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here?
What's good?
This is a toast to the living. Raise your cups in the air.
Come on.
Yeah. What's really up in here? I'm drinking like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Bobby.
Rashay, 09, I'm doing fine. Ha ha. I want a man, not a man, that knows how to treat you. Don't forget my name, and his job ain't illegal. A gentleman to me in the streets, he is lethal. Recognize a real lady, and he will keep you. He can rock hats, I ain't feeling attacked. Got a roof over his head, decent clothes on his back. Staying out late nights, I ain't down with that. I like to sit back, kick my feet and relax. If you mess around on me, then it's over and done. I'm sorry, but I would not play second to one. So try again and get yourself another chick.
What?
You couldn't play me, what you see is what you get. Next time if I were you, I would stick to the script. I wouldn't try to be getting all flipped. And now you're standing there all alone looking stuck. Don't worry, keep this on the hush. I know you really tried to play me, yo. Tried to crush my heart and break me, yo. But it's one thing that I didn't mention. Red Shades is not the one to mess with. You're a player, you're a baller, you're free.
I know.
Got a different girl every day of the week.
It's cool,
not gonna blow it up on you. Since you gotta go, I'll keep it on the hush for you. And let me tell you one thing in this verse. If you think dudes are bad, females are much worse. I'm grown, I ain't playing no games. Yeah, you know who you are, I ain't saying no name. What comes along is the gift and the curse. You may think they're your friends, next day they disperse. But never fight over a dude that'll make him more safe with his cocky attitude. Bet you think this song's about you. Never thought you would do what you did, who knew? Bump you when your sidekick too. Try to come and check me, I bet you won't do. No class, they feel and never pass. Feel offended, asking questions, I'm here, so just ask. Violate me, go and disrespect me. Come to my face, well they better come correct. I know you barely tried to play me, yo. Tried to crush my heart and break me, yo.
I know.
But it's one thing that I didn't mention. Red Shades is not the one to mess with. You're a player, you're a baller, you're free.
I know.
Got a different girl every day of the week.
It's cool,
not gonna blow it up on you. Since you gotta go, I'll keep it on the hush for you. Some girls say they gonna try and test me, but they never do that. At most, indirectly. Supposed to be my enemy, but acting friendly, getting shook, or evidently try to say they never met me. Yes, that's the rules of the game. It is you who are lame, and to me, that's a shame. And I don't know who with the blame, but I wish you the best. One love, do your thing. You know our chicks try to act, smile on your face, go behind your back, do some dumb stuff, but it's all good, cause I'm living. You living? Nah, I'm just kidding.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. Board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go. The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke-alongs, cigar races. Hey, I met a babe who smokes unfiltered Lucky. Oh, what?
The Smoker's Crew. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boat.
It's my friend.
That's real. Shout out to all my motherfucking smokers. Look out for that pothead cruise coming soon. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. DJ FTP, a.k.a. motherfucking,
Darkness, everybody! Darkness is spreading!
God damn it, that's what they call me. You know what I'm saying? Fucking right. Dog of the buried. I don't know. Shit. All right, let me get bring people back up in this motherfucker, man. You know how we do it, man. Live on the Starship Smelly Pride. Got to say what's up to the sexiest lady on BTR. You know what I'm saying? It's Miss Sweet D Love. I wish she would call in, boy. Woo! I mean, I had to hung up on this show. I put my porn music on. She call in, y'all. Y'all hear some porn music come on. Y'all know Sweet D Love is on the line. That is New York's finest. You know what I'm saying? Woman who held it down in Las Vegas, Nevada from November the 5th through the 9th for the BTR host weekend. Check out the DVD coming soon so y'all can see me, Sweet D Love, on the strip, y'all. We was live on the strip, you know what I'm saying? Holding it down real big. It was a beautiful thing. And wish everybody was there, but hey, we're doing it next year. 2010, bitches. All right, bring some motherfuckers back in. Here we go. Oh, shit. Hold on, I got to squirt my Jerry Curl juice. Hold on. Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky. Squeaky, squeaky. Do what? I had to do a hard beam to bring my dogs back in. Here we go. All right, people, we back live in the building, man. How y'all feeling that? That was E-More. That was Bobby Treacherous. And that was Red Shades. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big, man. That's that heat. See, that's heat right now. That's what I push right here on the radio. You see what I'm saying? Hello?
Yeah, oh, my fault, man. I'm thinking you're still talking to the audience and shit.
Oh, well, yeah, you know, y'all is the audience. I am the audience. Everybody the audience. Shit.
Hell yeah.
The world is a big show.
Only we can give it to the people, man. That's what I know.
Yeah. Now, have you seen Bobby perform at Coco's?
Bobby T, I've seen him perform at other locations, man. Bobby Treacherous, that's my boy. He's a good dude, man.
That dude there hot, man. I feel him, man. Yeah, his shit hot.
Yeah, man. And that's the way how it's supposed to be. People supposed to be familiar with other people's work because, I mean, the only work like it's repetitive right now. Exactly. We got to network that. You know, we got to use what we got. Well, we got all these beautiful tools, this internet. Not everybody DJ, not everybody rap, not everybody make beats, but you use everybody and look what collaboration you have. You know what I'm saying? Look how much money can be generated just because people got up off the app. So it's like it is that serious, you know. It is worth people doing, you know, whatever they got to do to wake up early in the morning and crack it down, whatever the case is, to get out there and let themselves be heard. Because there's somebody else that's trying to do the same thing. Y'all link up, and who knows? You got two voices letting the world know what's going on. Back in the day when we didn't have internet, phones, or whatnot, and we had to get civil rights movement going on, marches, parades, whatever it was, we didn't have none of that. No TVs or whatever, but we did what we had to do. Whoever we knew had to print or whatnot, boom, we had flyers printed out. We had foot soldiers on there. So we had people going to their neighborhoods, everybody's neighborhoods, walking all over the place and making sure the word was heard. And it's like, we got up off our, you know, pardon the French, but we got up off our ass, straight up. But now it's like people get too comfortable with it, how they're living with it. It's like everybody wants dreams, but they want everybody else to give it to them. You know what I'm saying?
That.
It's like, that got to end, man.
But don't be like, look, listen. And when you get in motherfucking... Get into your in business and shit. Oh no, they didn't say we live in Vegas. Hey, listen, don't be a hater, man. We got some haters. We got some niggas in Milwaukee, man. You know what I'm saying? These niggas is haters. These niggas done made YouTube videos for us. You feel me? Giving us super exposure, man. I appreciate my Milwaukee homeboys. But these niggas is some straight busters. Is in the building. A nigga named Miss Piggy, Miss P-I-G, fat bitch. You know what I'm saying? And what this other fuck nigga name is? Hold on, there's another gay nigga name. What do they call it? J Will. My name is J Will. Yeah, J Will. So yeah, y'all out the building, man. But y'all check that out on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Please do. You know what I'm saying? Cause I need all any haters that talk about me is the best niggas I need on my motherfucking team. Because all my friends, they don't talk about me. You feel me? I don't need them, really. I don't need my friends. Haters talk about you. That's one thing you got to understand about haters. They always keep you in your mouth. I had a nigga hating on me so hard that I felt it was some gay-ass shit. But the nigga woke up at 9 in the morning talking about me, dog, hating. Out his mouth at 9 in the morning. I'm the first thing on his mind. I felt that was the gayest shit on earth. But thank you, brother. Cause shit, you keeping me moving. You feel me? You keeping me moving when I ain't even got to. I can just shut my mouth and y'all motherfuckers still gonna keep talking and keeping my name going. You feel me? Keeping my business rolling.
Beautiful.
Huh?
That's beautiful.
Man, this is marketing scheme. Sweet people, they don't even understand that. That is marketing. You feel me? If I can just sit up here and I don't even pay attention to you, but I can get y'all motherfuckers to sit up here. These dogs sat up here and made a whole. We live in Vegas video. Now, we went to Vegas. They sat here for 10 minutes and 2 seconds and talked about us now. And I ain't even posted. We got a DVD, people. We got a $10 DVD that's going to come out. You feel me? That's how much footage and shit we represent. That's how hard we represent it. You know what I'm saying? In Las Vegas. And I just posted one clip. I posted one clip on YouTube just to show the host and shit. And you know what I'm saying? When we first got there, I ain't showed nothing else. The strip, you know what I'm saying? The after hours shit that we got into, the uncut, uncensored shit. You feel me? But it took these niggas to sit down 10 minutes to sit up here and talk about our trip, which I can't even listen to, honestly. I was just thanking them for the video being there. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna give it no love. You feel me? It gets no love in my sector. Oh, hold on, y'all. Let me beam one more person in real quick. Hold on. Got another caller in. Now, if y'all hear some music, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already know what time it is now. So just hold on. Let me beam in.
It's not so good.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm just beaming in another caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I was going to say, how long are you going to be streaming out? Because I got to get back to the, you know, I got to get back to the biz.
Oh, to the grind. Oh, well, I'm on for another 13 minutes right now, but, you know, I do this 2 hours strong every day, so 12 to 2.
Oh, I could stay on 13 more minutes, but anything for the focus, anything for the movement.
Hey, that's real. That's real. We live. We this is live right here. 347, you in the building. What's happening?
Can you hear me or am I breaking
up? Uh-oh, people. Y'all got to hold on, people. I got to get my music started.
There
we go.
You know where I'm at.
Oh, yeah. I got to introduce y'all to one of the sexiest women on BTR. Oh, yeah. This is Miss Sweet Diva. She's hailing out of New York City, representing the 347. Sweetie Love, welcome to the show.
Hey, you know, I got a minute. I just was chiming in, but as quick as I got in there, I got chimed out, and then it's doing what it always does, even with me at home. It doesn't let me in. Isn't that something?
You know why?
Why?
You know why? Because you're Sweetie Love. This is Sweet D Love, ladies and gentlemen. Sweet D Love, let me introduce you to, starting at the top, this is Mr. Gino, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Gino Lexus out of the 813 representing Brooklyn, New York, you know what I'm saying? And then we got down, you know what I'm saying, right here down at the bottom, hailing out of the 313 all the way from Detroit, Michigan, it's the Scandalous One himself.
That's right, hello to you, Sweet D Love.
Going down.
Hey,
introduce. Hey, this is a new host right here to the BTR fam.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Did his first show yesterday, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we welcome him, you know what I'm saying, to the fam now, you know what I'm saying, doing real big, representing for Detroit.
Soul Town Radio.
Soul Town Radio.
Soul Town Radio.
Always love for the D, man. I was just now watching a Mike Cash stand-up hosted out in Detroit, you know? So I always got love for Detroit.
I got his CD. Y'all know he got an album out. Mike has got an album out. Yeah, he got an album in the stores. It's called Funny Business or something like that. He got everybody on that bitch. Dual Role, Young Dro. He got truck tracks with every. It's rap, people. It's comedy rap.
Who's on that track?
Wow,
man.
It's comedy rap. I'm telling you, he got features all the way through it.
Okay.
Wow.
All the way through it. It's like 20 something tracks. Yeah, it's like 20 something tracks. So shout out to Mike Epps. And I got it, though. But it's hot. You know what I'm saying? It's hot. Y'all go and pick that up. Wherever you pick it up at, it's hot. You know what I'm saying? But Sweet D Love, how you doing today, baby? What's happening? What's popping in New York?
Oh, well, you know, I'm doing my running around, but I stopped in at the library really quick. And,
Is it cold? Is it cold up there?
Well, you know, I'm always hot. I guess it's cold.
I know that. I ain't finna test that one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But,
I'm
always hot. Oh, okay. Like, what you, out in the, outside or something?
Yeah, oh, am I going in and out?
Yeah. Are you in the library?
There.
Huh?
You hear me?
Yeah. I said, are you in the library?
Oh, yeah, I'm in, you know, and that's why I'm talking so nice and low, but it's fucking to me, but I just give you a big hug.
You already know how I feel. Don't matter to me, yeah. You do what you got to do, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so you do what you do, and holler at me later if you can come to the tent.
Oh, hey, you already know. And when I call, you know what I'm saying? Don't, you know what I'm asking.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Oh,
now
are we lying?
Hey,
Did I just say that? My,
you did. Smell it.
Oh.
Now, remember, my show at 10 is a
kiss. Oh, the show tonight at 10?
Huh?
Sweet.
Yeah, my phone.
Oh, shit. We done lost Sweet D Love, people. God damn.
Right there, right there.
All right. Shouts out to the Angelic Poet, Poetess, and 186 Point Deuce. You know what I'm saying? In the building. We're taking this over to 186 Point Deuce land, San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? Right after this, you know, doing that real big. And, yeah, man, 8 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? Let me read another headline, man, because I forgot. I got to put y'all up on the news, man. You know, I said, I keep it real. I keep it raw. You know what I'm saying? And we going over to Indiana, people. Well, Indiana elementary school principal was placed on leave from work after police say that they stopped him driving home from a Halloween party. And guess what he was wearing, people?
What?
Yeah, he was in a dress.
Oh,
you know
no.
what I'm saying? Typical white folks, though. They love dressing up in drag and shit. I don't know what the fuck that, what the hell, Rodney, whatever his damn name is, type shit y'all doing. Anyway, police say Tracy, damn, listen to his name. Tracy Treadway's blood alcohol level was 0.188. %, when he was pulled over on the way back from a bar in Argos, Indiana. Treadway was photographed for his mugshot in a pink dress, presumably part of his costume. Yeah. The Marcy County Sheriff's Office said he was also wearing a wig and high heels. Motherfucker wasn't coming for no party. The hell, them. Everybody else is dressed in regular clothes. What the fuck you was doing at the bar and shit? You know what I'm saying? Everybody at the bar wondering when he came in and shit. Like, what the hell is you doing? Nigga, we all in cowboy and cow outfits and shit. He come in a pink tutu talking about, this is me. Hell no, Diana Ross. Ain't no coming out on Halloween and shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's what they do. That's what they do. Anyway, let's go over to California, people. We're in Hollywood. Hollyweird. Yeah, Hollyweird. Where iPhone apps are showing political characters are rejected. Why? All y'all motherfuckers look funny anyway. They're like a bunch of goddamn characters. A conservative filmmaker in Hollywood thought he had developed a worthwhile iPhone app. Telephone directory listing every U.S. senator and congressman with characters of the legislators drawn by an artist. But Apple apparently didn't see the value, and the computer people said they don't want this shit, basically. All right. So who the fuck cares? Your shit got bombed. Sorry, homie. Try it again. Let's go to Texas, where everybody, if you live in Texas, please remember, coming up next month for Christmas, I will be sending out patented suede leather shoes to all the residents in Texas. You know what I'm saying? Free of charge. I'm paying for it. Only thing I'm asking you to do is go by Bush's house and throw the motherfucking shoes at his ass. Represent. Shit. And somebody hit him. Whoever hit him get a free pair of shoes, goddammit. Fucking right. Suede, and I'm going to sign them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Anyway, we're in Midland, Texas, y'all. Where Texas governor says Obama is trying to punish Texas. Fucking right, motherfuckers. For hanging bitches all them years. Shit, the hell. Anyways, Governor Rick Perry, peckerhead, had some pretty strong comments about the Obama administration in Midland, saying this is an administration hell-bent on taking America towards a socialist country. All right. Well, y'all been hell-bent on doing that forever. You know what I mean? Anyway, the first part of Perry's remarks focused on what's called the Alien Transfer and Exit Program. Perry describes it as a plan where illegal immigrants who are captured in Arizona are sent to small Texas town of Presidio and set free. It's a sign that Obama administration is trying to punish Texas, Perry said, adding that members of the state's congressional delegation as well as his office weren't given any warning of the administration's plans for Presidio. Motherfucker, please. We didn't get no motherfucking warning when goddamn Castro let all his goddamn people from Cuba just dump into goddamn Tampa and Florida and shit. We didn't have no objection on that. We didn't have no objection, you know what I'm saying? Nobody said nothing when all the Haitians came over here on the boats and shit and started setting up. When all the motherfucking Mexicans came over here, just kicked down the goddamn Berlin Wall and shit, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. the border, and just dumped over here and shit. Nobody said nothing about that. So now you motherfuckers is mad because a couple of people getting dumped in your goddamn backyard. Man, motherfuck y'all. Oh, wait a minute. I do got something for you. Hold on.
You already know, dog. You already know.
Got something for these motherfuckers. Let's go ahead and lay Texas to rest with that bullshit, people. Okay, ass motherfucker. Fair. Fag. Get off Obama's nuts. Get off Obama's nuts. Hell no, I ain't going to Texas unless I got some shoes. If y'all see me in Texas, I'm going to be in a goddamn semi truck with suede patent leather shoes. I'm talking about greetings, and it's going to say greetings to Bush on the side of that motherfucker. Fucking right. Coming with shoe catapults for his ass. Everybody should just, it should be a hit Bush with shoe holiday. You know what I'm saying? Fuck.
Bring him with some boots.
Well, hey, boots is extra. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get extra credit if you throw boots. You know what I'm saying? I can only provide the, because of the weight of the shipment, you know what I'm saying? I can only do the patent leather, but, you know, boots is, yeah. Steel toes is triple, you know what I'm saying? I send you a cake in the mail if you bring steel toes, you know, and connect. And you have to connect, though. You have to connect. Yeah. It's going down. Let's go to New York, y'all, where a Naval Academy changed color guard to appear more diverse. Oh, that sounds kind of gay, but let's see. Naval Academy leaders are under fire after altering the composition of the military color guard at a World Series game so the group wouldn't be made up of only white men. What the fuck wrong with that? The Navy Times and other media reported that two white midshipmen were removed from the performance in New York City and replaced with a Pakistani-American man and a white woman so the group would appear more diverse. Ain't no niggas in there. What the fuck going on? That shit ain't diverse. Captain Matthew Clunder, commandant of midshipmen, disputed the version of events. He said he considered replacing two members, but decided to add two extra people instead, expanding the group from 6 to 8 members. So he just added some old motherfuckers, who you still can't even see in the goddamn picture anyway. All you see is white folks in the front as usual.
Wow.
Niggas in the back. Pakistani, get your ass way, way back. You know? Shit. Well, hey, y'all, this is the last one. We're going to go ahead because we got 90 seconds. And we're going to take this back to Hollywood, California, where a Spider-Man costume was arrested on outstanding warrants in Los Angeles after he allegedly hit a man on Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah. First officers had to figure out which Spider-Man imposter was which because they found 4 of them dressed as a superhero. They stopped the second one, and it was the suspect. The victim told the police he was hit in the face and arms, but did not want to press charges. But Christopher Loomis, 39, was booked on outstanding misdemeanor charges. Fucking right, on misdemeanor warnings. Get your punk ass out of here. That's real, y'all. And now to do the nutty news for the day, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. Send the shots out for my homeboy.
Yeah, we loud here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleep in jail in the world. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still going to rock Trey 4 regardless. That's my life. Trey 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building, too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here.
Right on.
Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Tampa, bitch.
That's real. And we out, people. I'm like, I'm finna end this song with T. Collins. You know what I'm saying? This is Get Low. It's one for the ladies. I'd like to appreciate, say thank you to Gino for chilling out on the show. Make sure y'all check him out, MySpace.com. /GNOLexus, you know what I'm saying? And also check out my dog, you know what I'm saying? It's the Scandalous One, live on Blog Talk Radio, man, holding it down, you know what I'm saying, with the Soul
right on.
Town. Soul Town Records, right?
Soul Town Records, Soul Town Records.
Soul Town Records and Soul Town Radio. It's going down, y'all. Appreciate it, people. Remember, every day, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's going down right this, man. It's Freaky Friday, Headlines and Moe. On the Starship Smelly Prize. Thank y'all for beaming up with me, man. That's real.
You already know.
All right. Peace out, people. We out. This is T. Collins. Go ahead. We still live.
Let me show you what I'm made of. I stay on my grind like I make up. Gray in the shine and I'm caked up. Louis Vuitton bag and watch by Jacob. You look good, I'm surprised by your makeup. I bet you look good when you wake up. I bet you look good when you go to sleep. I'm in the streets all day till I wake up. Let me show you how I hustle do it. Let's move when I hustle move it. Yeah, I ain't a Mac, but I ain't too far from that. I ain't a pimp, but I ain't too far from this. I'm gonna share my story. I gotta give props to the man before me. I'm standing on top of the world, and that's for real. But you can come and chill in my atmosphere, girl.
Get it low, 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 get it low. Get it, girl, 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 get it, girl
Let me get back to business. I won't stop till I'm finished. Work you out like Olympic gymnast. Poke it out, little mama. Drop and twist it. I've been lifting, squatting, splitting. The way you pop it is kinda different. VIP, we in the club. 15 deep, my nigga, what? I'm doing things I never would. Just because she's smelling good. Watermelon, Vicky Secret. She got me leaping off the deep end. Shawty, what's your name? I don't care about your mane. I got money in the bank. I just wanna see you, wanna see you. Get low, get low, get low, get low, get low, get low.
Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Get it, girl. Get it, girl.